This is Dave Jones for HeartlandMotorsports.com. We're at the Lee County Speedway Awards Banquet. We're with the Wild Thing champion for 2011 at the Lee County Speedway, Darren Smith from Wapello. Darren, thanks for talking with us.
No problem.
Darren, what a great season you had. From the numbers I come up with, 13 point starts, 4 wins, and 12 top fives out of 13 point starts. Man, that's consistency that gets you a championship.
Yeah, it's a great season. It's just been unreal for me to have this kind of luck, because it makes up for last year, which I didn't even finish half my races. So,
what a turnaround. Could you have dreamed you'd pull off a season like that?
No, I didn't, but I had a lot of support from fellow drivers and family, my mom and dad just helping, working on the car, my brother, my nephew, my sister. So with all that support and good sponsors, I was able to have a fast car and luckily good competitors that didn't get into me too much. So
now, I didn't have a way to go back and look at starting positions through the season, but did you have a night in there that you didn't think you were going to get a top five that you did?
Yeah, there was quite a few nights, because being the points leader, they invert and they take the top, 10 to 12 and invert them. So I was always having to start around 10th or 12th. And there was a lot of fast cars, David Hellenthal, Nick Wilkerson, Chuck Follenkamp, Bill Mitchell, all them guys are just fast. And, with a few cautions, it helps bunch up the field. And that's, there was one night where I didn't think I was, had a chance, but I ended up winning. So
it's got to be tough, starting back there like that, because at the start of the race, if you don't push it quickly, if the first couple laps are good for you, you can maybe gain quite a few spots, but you can also get yourself in trouble doing that.
Yeah, you got to try to keep your nose clean. You have to go at the beginning, but my best thing to myself was stay within myself and don't put my nose where it don't belong. And I usually would go after maybe one or two laps where things kind of got
spread out a little bit.
Yep, and that really helped. So
won the championship by 15 points over Nick Wilkerson. It was a good battle there.
Yeah, it was. It was pretty close. I got I think pretty lucky one night that he had some bad luck and I won, and that's basically where the point spread came from. And I was just able to hold on to it by finishing, right in front of him or right behind him.
Is this your first track championship?
No, I have one at CJ.
One at CJ. So what year was that? When was that?
That was about 5 years ago.
So it's got to feel good to, you win a championship at a track and then you win another one at another track. That's kind of got to make you feel good to win championships at different tracks.
Yeah, and I have a second at West Liberty, too, so it came real close.
Pretty strong in a lot of places.
Yep, just consistency, and that's what it is. Just take what's given to you.
Tell us a little bit about the car that you drive.
Well, the last season that I won the championship with, I drove a Nissan Sentra, and it's just a fast car. I just think it's about made, for the type of racing that I did. Mm-hmm. But being it's IMCA rules, I have to change cars to be legal to race this year. So it'll be interesting to see how fast I am this year in a Toyota.
That's what my next question was, how you were feeling about the changes for next season and how that was going to affect you.
Well, of course, I don't like them because I can't use my fast car, but you just got to roll with it, and just try to improve the old car. It's an old car I've raced for about 3 or 4 years, so hopefully we can get it quicker.
It seems like no matter what class it is, you could almost change the rules endless and you find the same people up on the top, because they're going to figure out a way to make whatever those rules are, they're going to figure out a way to make their car fast within those rules, and the same guys are going to be up there at the top no matter what the rules are. So hopefully we're standing here talking to you again next year.
So, yep, I hope so.
Who'd you have for pit crew on your team?
A couple fellow drivers, Bill Mitchell, Chuck Follenkamp, Connie Justice, they all helped me out. And then, of course, my dad sat up in the stands, but he worked on the car a lot at home. And then my nephew Jonah, my sister Sandy, and my brother Nate actually pit in the pits for me. So
that can help a lot with your dad up in the stands, because sometimes he can see something that maybe nobody else saw.
Yeah, give me a ring on the phone and tell me the groove's up high or the groove's down low.
Who'd you have for sponsors?
Had A&H Karaoke, that's out of Wapello. The Napa out of Wapello. Of course, my mom and dad. Sunline helped me out with parts. And forgetting one. I know I am, but I can't. They're going to have to forgive me because I usually rattle them off.
It's been a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has.
Well, Darren Smith, thanks for talking with us on HeartlandMotorsports.com, and congratulations on the Wild Terrain Track Championship at the Lee County Speedway.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.